My name is Nicholas Strudek. I'm a PGY1 resident at St. Luke's Health System, Boise Medical Center. I will be presenting to you the incidence of postoperative pancreatic fistula in patients receiving pasireotide. Alongside, I worked with Allison Prey and Kurt Vandenbosch. So a little bit of background, postoperative pancreatic fistulas is a major complication that occurs in approximately 20 to 30% of patients who undergo pancreatic resection. Pasireotide is one of three somatostatin analogs on the market. Of those three, octreotide and pasireotide are available as an immediate release subcutaneous injection. Pasireotide has shown efficacy in preventing postoperative fistulas when compared to placebo. However, pasireotide does not have an FDA indication. In early 2021, pasireotide was added to St. Luke's formulary, restricted to Boise only following a formulary addition request from one of our hepatobiliary surgeons, Dr. Joshua Barden. The main purpose of this MUE is to assess effectiveness of pasireotide in prevention of postoperative fistulas following pancreatic resection. For this MUE, I did a retrospective chart review of 30 patients who underwent pancreatic resection surgery between the time frame of April 2021 and July 2021. Of the 13 patients, 6 were female, 7 were male, with an average age of 55 to 83 years old, and average weight was 83 kilos. Each of the 13 patients received a standard dose of pasireotide of 900 micrograms subcutaneously twice daily, and that was standard along all 13 patients. In chart 1, as you can see, there was only one occurrence of postoperative leak out of the 13 patients, which occurred 7.7%. And in chart 2 was a patient-per-patient observation of days of admission from the surgery to discharge. As you can see, the average length was around 7.3 days with a range of 3 to 17 days. Two outliers was patient number 6 and patient number 8. Those two patients, as you can see, had admissions of 16 and 17 days respectively. Those two were due to non-postoperative complications. Without patient number 6 and number 8, the average length would decrease to 5.6 days. So in conclusion, with all this information, when comparing to the results that we had versus other high volume centers, this is as good or even better than the rates compared to published studies. Published studies show around 10 to 35%. We are looking at 7.7. I believe even though with the small sample size, I think this might suggest that this is a very good option to prevent these complications. I believe with more trials, pasireotide may be the go-to agent for this very specific patient population. For cost effectiveness, this is tough because of the retrospective nature. I believe it may be performed to historical controls using octreotide, but I believe randomized control trials comparing pasireotide and octreotide is recommended as the next step in determining efficacy in this patient population and cost effectiveness. With that, that's all I have. My name is Nicholas Strudek, PGY1 resident, St. Luke's Health System, Boise Medical Center. Thank you so much.